By faith all things are ours, April 20th. For all things are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Not only has the Son of God been given as a sacrifice for the guilty, as a redeemer for the lost, but through him all things are ours. Those who have faith in Christ, those who are obedient to his instruction, will know by experience the boundlessness of the power that gives us constant witness that we are Christ's, and that Christ is ours. The Savior has given us the charter of our inheritance, and we stand on vantage ground, because we have chosen Christ as our portion. Those who are obedient to his word can receive this evidence, the assurance of the truth as it is in Jesus. If we will accustom our minds to dwell upon the facts of faith that have been given us, we may endure the seeing of him who is invisible. Those who walk with Jesus may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. An abiding faith, a constant obedience, is essential to a continuance in his love. We are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the truth as it is in Jesus, the truth that is exemplified in his character, will be expressed in our lives, in our spirit, our words, our temper. Truth will be the law of the mind. Christ will be formed within, the hope of glory. There is a peculiarly close union between the transformed soul and God. It is impossible to find words to describe this union. It is a treasure worth infinitely more to the true believer than gold and silver. The Christian sees the Savior ever before him, and by beholding, he becomes changed into the same image, from glory to glory. He bears the signature of God. Shall we give this up for the science of sophistry? Never. Truth is full of God-like richness. He who is a partaker of the divine nature will hold firm to the truth. He will never let go, for the truth holds him. Let us never forget that by the characters which we are forming day by day, we are deciding our future destiny. Those whose hearts are filled with the love of Christ will find in the heavenly courts a glad reception. It is the spirituality of the children of God that is their glory in his eyes. This is the distinguishing mark that separates them from the world. We are to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we may represent Christ to the world. If his love abides in our hearts, it will be distinctly revealed. We shall be lights in the world. Christ calls upon every follower of his to reveal his virtues of character, to represent him in word and deed, to make known his love.